Blog Talk Radio.
WD Smith B Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you what you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
I have a dream.
Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood, don't just stand there, let's get to it. Strike a pose, there's nothing to it.
The music just turns me on.
Turn it up!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, my God, is he nuts?
Everybody, 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 everybody.
Now we come to the payoff.
Everybody, 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 everybody.
You already know, Ms. V. All right, you're live with me, BWD Radio. And you're going to have to bear with me because I have just been a goof-tard all day today. I don't know, I think it started with my redunculous long line at the Dunkin' Donuts first thing early this morning. And I'm thinking I had maybe one too many espressos. No? Okay. Call, listen in, hit the digits 347-237-4501. A lot was accomplished today across BWD Network, which I'm gonna fill you in a little bit. But anyways, I appreciate y'all tuning in. You can catch me live every Thursday, as well as listen to all my past shows and exclusive interviews via our on-demand playback at bwdradio.com. Yes, you can take a little vacation in our site and check out the archives. Yes, live and on-demand shows are an extension of BWD Radio's 24/7 nonstop music variety station. No commercials. Just the hottest indie music artists of today. You already know it. Do you have a favorite indie artist? I know you do. Submit your song request. Show support for them. Come on, support them. That's what's up. Okay? DIY. And be sure to support us, too, supporting them. Give us a follow on Facebook at BWD Radio and on Twitter at BWD Radio _. Tonight, in about 10, 15 minutes, I will be joined by hip-hop artist Fred Miller. So we're looking forward to chopping it up with him in a little bit. BWD Radio is all about diversity, unity, and all genres worldwide. We consider, support, and play all genres. That's what's up. Yes. You can take BWD Radio on the go with you by downloading our awesome mobile app. Obviously, it's available on iTunes and Google Play. You can also listen in live via our player at bwdradio.com, or even if you prefer to use the TuneIn app, just search for BWD. Make sure you put a space in there before radio, and we'll come on up, and you can also listen in live there as well. I'm trying to think. I usually try to share a tip towards the beginning, and, you know, I don't even know where to begin. But anyways, the good news is BWD Magazine it just released March issue today, and it's exciting because it's also our anniversary issue, 3 years, BWD Magazine going strong every month. Absolutely. And I believe in another month or two, it'll be 6-year anniversary for BWD Radio. Yes, I've been here. I've been doing my thing. If you want to count the years of social media before then, yeah, I've been doing this for a good minute. And I love what I do. I enjoy listening to new music and supporting the indie artists. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to jam on out. But before I do, make sure you check out the section. It's bwdmagazine.com. Be sure to check out the section of All Hands on Deck with DJ Sincere, because he's also started. It's a monthly feature DJ Sincere. He does a nice column. Writes a beautiful column. And he started, I'm not sure how many segments he's going to have, but he started artist development, which is, you know, it's a lot of it's the 101s, and it may be even what you've already heard before, but, you know, you really need to start paying attention, because I'll tell you what, even with social media, stuff's getting crazy. I mean, like, redonkulous crazy, you know. I mean, even professionalism is just totally out the window. But anyways, he starts... for this month, he starts with Learn Your Craft. So make sure you check that out. I believe he's going to have so many segments. I'm just not sure how many. But, I mean, there's tips, lifestyle, you name it. There's all sorts of stuff going on. BWD Radio, just like BWD Radio, is all about variety, okay? And that's what's up. So, anyways, I'm going to warm things up in the house just a little bit. I need more espresso. With Marcus East, New Chick. I haven't heard this track in a bit.
It's the Chi-Town Prince, Marcus East, and you're now tuned into the hottest station on the planet, BWD Radio, with no one other than my girl, Miss V. Hey, yo, V, let's show them how we do.
Homie, he can have it, cause now I got a bad dude.
Wow, I am doing outstanding. I hope you all are doing outstanding. And if not, I'll pray it gets better for you. You know, I'm really good. I think I'm going to invest in some espresso. You know, I just started to get my Dunkin' Donuts coffee with the espresso shots, you know, over the past few weeks. And, you know, usually I never wanted to do it because I figured, you know, you'll probably, you know, crash and burn, you know. But I noticed it just keeps me steadily more alert. I think you do have to be a little careful, though, because it will raise, obviously, you know, your heart. But anyways, I think I might even try to get me some espresso and mix it with my coffee at home because I'm liking it. I'm digging it. All right, in a few minutes, we should be with Mr. Miller in a little bit. But in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to head bob to this rhyme scheme. B-O-P, 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 business over pleasure.
Yeah. Your noble outlaw. Rhyme scheme. Yeah, get money, motherfucker, fame. Keep your third eye open, young, and watch the game. All my verses like crack, lyrical cocaine. You're now rocking with the best, best. Noble and Cobain's in the role, what a movement. Outlaw gang, this is more than just music. It numbs the pain. Say my flow is like heroin. Shoot it in your veins, just a runaway slave trying to break the chain. Rappers sell a soul for a car and a chain. All I got is my word, my balls and my name. And this fire in my heart causes me to spit flame. Run prone now, man, I don't play no game. Niggas want change, but nobody wanna change. From the cradle to the grave, trapped in the maze. Feeling like it's us against everybody. God on my side, tell me who can stop me.
Money over, dude, I be getting to it. With the units in the kitchen, how do it? I stay getting to the cheddar. This business before pleasure. Rhyme scheming, young noble. Send them through the postal, getting that money global. Zero bucks giving out wetter. It's business before pleasure.
Get into in the business like a marketing plan. 100 G's in advance just for taking a chance. Out in California, feeling like Pac in his prime. 7 years on the grind just to serving these rhymes. A young outlaw banned from the industry. Your industry, the game must be a mind. Cause I know y'all sick of killing me with all of that bullshit. Feeling like a preacher at the pulpit. These lyrics I'ma pull quick out the chamber. Ready for action when it's danger. But I'm about my business, so this pen is to this paper. So to bring it back, slanging these verses like crack. Rhyme scheme is hip hop. Return of the boom bap. We got business transactions like a stock exchange. All eyes on me when I'm out in the rain. Flow like surgery, how I'm bringing the pain. And in this rap game, they remember my name. Rhyme scheme.
Money over, I be getting to it. With the units in the kitchen, how I drink it, do it. I stay getting to the cheddar. This business before pleasure. Rhyme scheming, young noble. Send them through the postal, getting that money global. Giving out wetter. It's business before pleasure.
And over ready to bomb first. And Yuck still got five on it. And if it's beef, then I'ma ride on it. But I'm about my business, so I keep it to myself. Keep my eyes on the green, cause it's all about the wealth. Stacking paper like confetti. If you broke, you ain't ready. But I ain't trying to make it rain like somebody broke a levee. I'm all about these rhymes, concepts that be heavy. Rhyme schemes and metaphors. I have your girl up in the telly. But never that. Pleasure will get you sidetracked. Especially when you want a mission for them greenbacks. I done seen it all, the rise and fall, hearts and men turn. All about the green paper, cause it's money to burn. Never learn from the shit that they see. It's all a dream. Either this rap shoot or they serving them fiends. Whatever your hustle is, baby, stack that cheddar. But what it's all for, is it business or pleasure?
Money over, since I be getting to it. With the units in the kitchen, hide. I stay getting to the cheddar. It's business before pleasure. Rhyme scheming, young noble. Send them through the postal, getting that money global. Zero giving out wetter. Business before pleasure.
Rhyme scheming, young noble. Getting to it. Rhyme scheming, young noble. Do it. Do it. Getting to it. Business before pleasure. Rhyme scheming, young noble. Getting to the cheddar. Getting to the cheddar.
Man, that track is just crazy. Yeah, Rhyme Scheme, he's been doing this thing for a good minute, and he's still on his grind. You know, as the saying goes, you know, if you have a vision, you know, follow that vision to the end, you know, and there really shouldn't be an actual end. Mm-mm. Because one goal should be piggybacking off another goal, and you should just keep on doing you. Exactly. You know, stay in your own lane and do what you got to do. Also, yes, I wanted to, you know, I know I brought this up. I don't think it was last week. I want to say it was the week before last Thursday. And, you know, the PNR people, whether they truly are or they're just faking it until they're making it, you know, lately, I mean, they're just literally majorly turning me off. And I'm just wondering if that's like with anybody else. They've gotten to the point where they get so comfortable that they will actually respond all snooty. And you know what? That's the same thing as burning a bridge, because guess what? You know, you may hit me up a year later, but I'm going to remember you, because those are the people that we remember. I'm going to give you an example. I emailed, because we get way too many blasts. PR is not supposed to be just lazy and just e-blasting and hoping somebody's going to pick it up and run with it, you know? So I even go out of my way, and I will even respond and say, yo, this is, this is the process. You know, this is where you need to go to do this. And, you know, please remove from the email list. So I went out of my way. I stopped what I was doing, explained to them where to go. And some will actually respond snooty, because even though I said please and thank you for removing my email, they will actually respond and get snooty. and then there's some that just don't hear you. They just still keep spamming you and spamming you and spamming you. So it's a shame, because if you're actually paying these people to do stuff for you, and that's all they're doing, they're saying they're PR, and they're just spamming people. That's all they're doing. So I don't know, but, you know, you need to watch some people if you're paying them. That's all I got to say. But, yeah, I've gotten to the point where I'm so turned off by them. I mean, I barely even look. I just delete now, because, you know, I'm taking my own time, and it's just ridiculous. But anyways, I'm going to go ahead and I feel like living it up. Bubble on deck.
What up, people? This is your girl, Tamara Bubble, and you better keep it locked to the hottest station on the planet, BWD Radio, with the one and only Miss V. Hey, yo, Miss V, you better show them how we do. Bubble on deck. Yeah.
Hey, 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 play with you. I'll be back soon. Eat the baby food. Sexy for no reason. Let the lady
later for that two-step. Move. Watch this. Bubble on deck. Bubble on deck. Move.
Stereo, stereo music power.
Try to get him.
Sorry, but your call cannot be completed.
Okay. All right. Gonna go ahead and keep trying to get that on the horn. All right.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Oh, it's good. I wasn't sure if you know, if your team had you know, advised you to call in or wait for me to call. So,
yeah,
so I'm glad
I was,
that you called
I was
in.
Actually, yeah, I was waiting for the call. Actually, I was like, yeah, what are you, where they at? I was just waiting.
that's why I was like, he should be with us shortly because I was trying to give you the hint.
Oh,
that is too funny. That is too funny.
My bad. You're
with us now.
They probably told
now.
Me, but I'd be doing so many things and running around and stuff. I probably missed that. But I'm pretty sure they told me to let me know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're glad. We're glad to have you here. We're glad. So, anyways, let's go ahead and jump on in. I have your latest single titled Late Night Session. I have that ready and on deck. So we'll jam that out for the listeners after our wonderful interview. I also have your previous single, Ride with a Playa. I have that here.
Oh,
well.
Man.
So oh, yeah. So yeah. So if you're not pressed for time, you know, we could, if you'd like to, we could squeeze that in between my lovely questions. And, you know, I'd usually try to grab a previous track because I love to show how artists, their growth, you know, and how they grow. So, you know, so, but if you're cool, so you want me to play or you don't want me to play it?
Yeah. Most, I haven't heard it myself in a while. So actually it's been a couple years since I've actually heard the record.
That's what's up. But I know you've been out there for a good minute because I know I've seen your name.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and jump right in. You go ahead, let us know. Where are you originally from, and where are you now?
I am from Chicago, Illinois, born and raised from the west side of Chicago. Right, I'm still in Chicago, but right now I'm in Miami as we speak, taking care of some things here. From Chicago, born and raised. That's where I've been my whole life. Everything you hear musically stems from that area. Been doing music pretty much all my life. Brothers and sisters all do music, uncles, grandparents, all into this music business. And I'm just been following.
That's what's up, and that's good. And so hopefully you're enjoying our wonderful weather.
Oh, yeah, it's great in Miami right now. I mean, I just came from the cold Chicago. Look like Alaska over there. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't know how y'all do it. I just couldn't do it. I mean, I'm wearing a sweatshirt, you know, when it's like in the 60s, you know.
Yeah, and I tell people that all the time. I'm born and raised there. You can never get used to it because you get that good 2 months of summer, and you get caught up with that, and then all of a sudden, boom, the snow hits you again, so. Yeah.
Exactly. I was born and raised in upstate New York, but, you know, I have been down here for so many years that, I feel native, and I just couldn't. There's no way I could ever go back. Oh, that's why I left. I'm a wimp, yeah. I'm telling you. But anyway, so you've been on your grind for a good minute. So who were some of your musical influences growing up, as well as how are you separating yourself?
Here's the thing. Now, I'm not saying this because it's me and my music or my records or anything. Every time anybody come across me, they say, hey, you don't sound like what's happening with what's going on right now. Like all of the...
You still with me?
Hello?
Yes, are you still with me? I don't know what happened.
Oh, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello?
Now. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud
can
and clear.
I can hear you loud and clear. Okay. It may be too. If you're on a cell phone, sometimes it does that too. But let's try that again. Go ahead and start that over, please.
Yeah, what I was saying is... when I run into a lot of people that love hip-hop or R&B or whatever, when they hear me, they they quick to say that I don't sound like what's going on with the South movement or any of that stuff. And that's no disrespect to any of those guys, but I don't do the drill music or the snap music or whatever they want to call it. I do whatever I want. If it sounds good to me, I do it. And I don't fit in with none of these guys pretty much. And I grew up listening to most of the guys from the 90s, Tupac and Nas and Jay-Z, and you know, and I still try to format my music that way. I don't move around with what's happening with the radio today. It's just a lot of stuff that I don't move with, you know?
All that is just, you know, messing with people's brains. I mean, that's all it is. You know, you play something long enough, of course it's going to start to sound catchy. Shoot, I remember so many times I'd be like, oh man, that is stupid. I don't like that. That is a terrible track. And then before you know it, like a month or two later, you're like humming it. You're humming it, and they know. They know if they have an artist they want to push. Yeah, I mean, all it is just, you know, brainwaves. That's what it is.
I just try to do my own thing, and like you said, I've been around and I've vanished. The reason I vanished was I fell back. At one point I didn't want anything to do with music, you know. So, but then, you know, it kept calling me. Just like any other musician or rapper, singer, whoever, it's always gonna be with them. It's always gonna be there. So that's why I just said, you know, I'm going back into it. And I'm, like I said, I'm doing this album and everything is going well. It's going well right now. So I'm.
And that's how it should be. I mean, it should just start to flow. I mean, it should just flow. If it's not just flowing or coming naturally and you're forcing it, then that should be telling some artist that it's, you know, something's missing, and some ignore that sign and they keep going. So that's good that you're feeling that. So, but what, you know, those are your influences, but, and I know you grew up around music, but when was that actual epiphany that you realized that, hey, this is what I want to do?
I got an older brother who used to produce most of my records. He did the Ride With A Player joint you was just talking about earlier. He's been doing this since forever, and I used to just follow him around, and then one day I let him know, like, hey, you know, I want to do this. You know what? Here's the thing. A lot of people don't know this story I'm about to tell you. My oldest brother took me to see Heavy D. Heavy D gave a free concert at the Projects where we lived at in Chicago on the South Side. And when I saw Heavy D up there, and if you listen to me, I don't sound anything like Heavy D, but he was having so much fun up there, I said, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to do. And that was the moment right there. Yep. Heavy D.
I think I remember that too. Or I remember reading about it or something about him putting on that free show. Because for some reason that's kind of like got a light bulb a little bit going on in my head.
Yeah,
at that
very same show, it was and I was young. I was really young at this moment. It was that very same show. You had LL Cool J there. You had Salt and Pepper there. It was just something I never seen before in my life, and when he came on stage, it was like electrifying. Everybody was like losing their minds, and I said, "That's what I want to do." Yep.
Stage presence is important. It's very important.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So as an artist that is continuing to evolve, which you are, I know you had kind of touched on it, but if you can get a little bit deeper into how would you describe your music for the public audience? You know, if they've never seen or heard of you until today, like how is your style best described? How would you describe it best?
I would describe it being the truth. Like, okay, this late night session record, it's for everybody. It's for, you know, the women who want to be sexy, the guys who are looking for that girl or whatever, and it's a cool record. I love it. You know, I wouldn't have did it if I didn't love it. But when you hear the album that comes with that single, that's when you're going to say this guy's the truth, because it's nothing but the truth. I'm touching on politics, religion. I'm talking about everything that's really happening, the things that most of these artists refuse to touch on. I'm giving you that with this album. And then the album that I'm working on is titled Doomsday, Death to the Skinny Jeans Era. It's just something real deep. And like I said, what they're going to find is the truth, stuff that a lot of artists is avoid talking about. I'm pretty sure a lot of artists want to talk about it, but I think they think that it's not going to fly with what's going on today. You know, don't nobody want to hear politics or religion or anything. Like I got a record that I did called We Need a Savior, you know, and I let a couple of people hear it. They say, "What, you a gospel rapper now?" I'm like, no, I'm not gospel. It's just this how I'm feeling right now. It's just the truth. You know what I mean?
It's diversity. And as an artist, in order to really consider yourself or to rep and say I am actually an artist, you have to, I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, this is my opinion, and, you know, I have the right to an opinion, and others may not agree. But I feel an artist should be well-rounded as far as diverse, because you need to have different flavors so that you could take all them flavors and you can mix it up and do you. You know?
Exactly.
For lack of better wording, but. I know you're getting ready to release an EP, and I know you stepped away from the game for a little bit and then you came back. Do you have any, is there like an achievement or accomplishment or just a moment that is sticks in the forefront of your mind where you feel has been, you know, so far as being your greatest, you know, as an artist?
Here's one thing I noticed. Like I said, the music scene in Chicago is probably the worst scene in the music industry, if you ask me. And before I went on my hiatus or whatever, I was moving around. I was doing things here. I was doing things in New York, Atlanta. I was all around, just doing whatever I can to break my records. And when I vanished, and I vanished for like 2-3 years. And then when I surfaced, it seems like nobody forgot, you know. And that was the thing that meant the most to me. People were reaching out to me like, "Hey, give me that record. Let me get that record. Glad to see you back. I'll play this record. I'll spin this record." And it was like, man, I thought people was like, "Forget, dude," because when I vanished, they stopped talking to me. Also, but it come to find out, they stopped talking to me because I'm the one who got quiet. Not because they wasn't rocking with me. I just got quiet, and they didn't hear from me. And it was like, all right, and that was that. And then, like I said, once I cut this record, I put it out just to test the waters, and then everybody was like, "Where you been? Let me get this record." I was like, "Wow." So
that's good.
That's probably that let me know that there were people rocking with me for real. And then you have those who were just rocking with me because they thought something was about to happen, and they was like, "I want to just be there for
the
that."
Bandwagon.
Yeah. So you know, but like I said, right
absolutely.
Now my situation now is better than it's ever been because I'm older, smarter. I know to make I got better decisions being made, better people around me, and I don't think I can lose this time. Not this time.
You know.
Yeah.
Nah, you gotta keep riding until the wheels fall off, and even then you can still go on the rims.
Oh yeah, it's a real good year so far, and we only 3 months in, and I'm having a real good year musically. So
that's good. Yeah. I always love to hear that, you know.
And
I
don't know if anybody's familiar, if you guys are familiar with Shauna that's on the record. That's Shauna, formerly of Ludacris's label, Disturbing the Peace. Like everybody's like, you know, Shauna, but they not from. They like Shauna. It's Shauna who? And when I break it down to them, who that is? That's Shauna. She's major recording artist. Has had a deal with Ludacris's DTP label. She put out an album there. The last thing I heard so far, she had some deals with. I'm not sure. I could be wrong. She had some deals with T-Pain in his camp. That was the last thing I heard as far as, like, her business-wise. But that's the female that's on that record. And she's from Chicago also. That's why I was yeah, that's why the connection was easy, you know, to get the record done.
That's what's up, you know, and it is. For some reason, I don't know if it's because it's part of the Mid and the West, but it seems very difficult for a Midwest artist to pop.
Very.
I mean, they're very, very few and far between, yeah, and that's a shame.
And I think I know what the mistake is sometimes. It's sometimes we get in our own way. We don't know how to get outside of the Midwest. And you got a lot. There's a lot of guys in the Midwest that are great, but nobody will ever hear them because they want to be great in just the Midwest. You know, I got people in New York and L.A. and I go all over to these places because I know these are the places you have to go to make it happen.
Right, because they just, which is good. I mean, it's good that they want to, you know, rep, you know, where they're from. I mean, any artist should always take pride in rep, you know, where they're from. But if you do not step out geographically, you know, no one else is going to hear you.
Exactly.
I mean, it's kind of like baby steps. You know, it's you got to have your business together, period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to have your business, you know. And like you said,
I tell it to a lot of guys, man, that do this music thing. I say, hey, you could be the greatest rapper, singer, whatever in the world. If your business is not in order, you'll never get nowhere. And you know,
mm-mm.
I guess I learned from past mistakes, man. My situation that failed the last time, the reason I went and vanished, I had bad management, money, and everything was coming up wrong, and deals were being screwed over, and so I just sat back and said, you know what, I'm done. You know, but like I said, now
and that's
surrounding
sad
myself.
Too.
With...
That's sad too. And you know, even I myself, because you know, the BWD network is just, I mean, looking at a little over a decade now, and you know, the BWD network has just grown and grown and grown, and it's just, I see a lot of growth in artists, but I also see a lot of bad, you know, and it's a shame. It really is. But, you know, and that's just it. No one wants to talk to politics and all that. And, you know, sometimes I think, you know, everybody's just trying to be on that, which is good. You want to stay in your own lane, but, you know, it's like everyone's, you know, the majority is afraid to like teeter-totter a little bit, you know, which is part of, you know, the fusion and just being free, you know, with your sound. But, you know, it definitely sounds like you know, you definitely know the direction that you're going in. Speaking of which, let's go ahead and feed them this Ride with a Playa. before we do, do you want to let the listeners know what we can expect from the storytelling and the sound?
And Ride with a Playa?
Ride with a Player, yeah.
Ride with a Player is pretty much it's a younger Fred Miller. it's pretty much the younger Fred Miller before, you know, like actually taking a woman on a date and just actually really wanting to have a relationship with her. This is like the I'm out here. I'm a player. You know, I'm trying to do all I can to be the man. And like I said, it's a couple years back, but still a good song. Great song.
All right. Well, why don't you go ahead and take us on into it?
Okay, you got Ride with a Player, oldie but a goodie, new to you guys, by Fred Miller. Ride with a Player.
Let me take you on a ride with me, to the shop with me. Let me take you on a ride with me, to the shop with me. Shop with me. Shop with me.
Let's play us be on the grind. We gon' keep on stuffing our pockets. Wrist lit up, chain dangling, strap of the thing that launched rockets. For security reasons when I'm riding through the streets, cause haters be hating brothers like they wearing sheets. Because my pimpin' is macadocious, the ladies love it. I get it poppin' with your girl, she love the way I touch it. I got her moanin' and groanin' and switchin' when I rub it. I put her in a zone, get it on, then I'm gone, after I crush it. I razzle dazzle hoes with my pizzazz and my charisma. And then I hypnotize them when they see my diamonds flicker. Busters wanna attack, but all they can do is watch and bicker. Cause I'm a poet slash player slash thug nigga that won't hesitate to get gangster if I have to. Or keep it pimpin' and use my hand and pimp slap ya. When you a marvelous player, haters get caught up in a rapture. They catch the vapors and contemplate on how to jack ya. But still I ride with two chicks on my back and a chick on my side with her face up in my lap. Take her to the crib and it's a wrap. I got her strippin' and making it clap. I'ma treat her like a drug lord's phone, she gon' get tapped. All my hoes, they never control things. Whenever you're on my stroll, man, all they know is get that dough. Give me my cheese and keep the change. Cause this is true pimpin', not from the Himalaya, from the Windy City shot. Won't you come and ride with a player?
I'ma be a MP through the rain and storm. I'ma be me. So won't you just ride with a player? Ride with a player. Ride with a player. And even though I'ma be a MP through the rain and storm, I'ma be me. So won't you just ride with a player? Ride with a player. Ride with a player. Let me take you on a ride with me to the shop with me. Oh. From the stage to the streets, I'm a PMP. And when I'm on the stage, don't bring your girl to see me. Cause
if you're in love, you better call your chick. When I'm up in the place, she get in my face and I'ma feed her this dick. Especially if she looking good and she thick, I'ma put her to bed and get in her head. In the pockets, I'ma hit. Cause I'm a pimp, professional, international Miller player. And if you slipping or you're pimping with your chicken, I'm gon' take her. And then I pass it to the guys. Have you wondering why she chose a role with a player like I? Don't be surprised. It's not about how we hit or her head game. It's about me hitting the pockets for every piece of change. Cause you can have her back if she ain't got that bread, homie. She can't ride with Miller, broke his heel with nothing to throw me. They call me Fred Miller, the boss man. Respect my pimping when you see me pimping. When I'm pimping on your land, take over the world and get this money. It's my plan. Whether it's music or pimping your girl, I'ma do what I can.
I'ma be
IMP.
I'ma be me.
Now that definitely, that brought me back a bit. That sounded like hip hop.
That was that's
what hip hop is supposed to sound.
That brought me back. It's been a long time since I heard it.
Wow. I mean, you know what it is they've taken rap and they've called it hip hop, and it's like, wow,
Yeah, that record just took me back. I gotta play it more often. I don't even think I own a copy of that anymore.
That was a cruise tune. That sounds like a cruise tune going down the Miami Strip. Ooh, yay, South Beach.
Yeah.
Anyways, I was vibing that. But anyways, I have a few more. But anyways, you do have a brand new single out. It's titled Late Night Session, that recently dropped. Oh, yeah,
uh-huh.
Late Night Session. Go ahead, tell us about it. What can the listeners expect? The lyrical, what's the lyrical message?
late night session. It's about basically is there, it, we I try to keep it in reference into of like being in a studio, but a metaphorically being in a studio, but it's pretty much late night session with a female, and we just going pretty much kick it all night long, you know. So it's gonna be a late one. It's gonna be real late, and features, like I said, Shauna, formerly of DTP, Ludacris' DTP, and you know, she did a thing, and it's a real good record. It give you a Chicago feel. She's from Chicago. I'm from Chicago. Also features a buddy of mine, Rico Mays. Rico is actually in Florida now. You know, he's in Florida, and the producer is Jay Rum. Jay Rum is a guy. He makes a lot of big records, man. I plan on working with him many more. Late Night Session featuring Shauna.
Absolutely. Well, go ahead and do you have live events or music videos or just any other project happenings coming up that you want to share with us? What's next for you?
I sure do. I got, like I said, in the works, the video for this Late Night Session. The next single I got coming is it's a much rougher record than Late Night Session. It digs in more into the detail of the album. Like I said, the album is called Doomsday. This record fits that title pretty well, and it's called Nightmare in the Industry. That record was originally the first record, but I pulled it back because people wasn't ready for it, so I gave them something a little softer. But then, like I said, in another month or so, we're diving into that one, and we're pushing that one. I got that coming. Then, like I said, I plan on dropping the album before the summer is out, and I'm going to shoot a video for everything, for every song.
That's good.
Yep.
It sounds, you know, it definitely sounds to me, which is important, that you've got your head on your shoulders and you're going in the right direction. I can tell. You know, you can always tell when you're interviewing someone if they're on point, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
or just pretending to be on point, because believe it or not, it's been going on so long in the industry that if some of these artists do not just accept that people are looking at you like you're just faking it until you make it.
It's crazy you say that, because every time I actually meet someone in person, like after they've heard the records or seen me online, when I meet them in person, they say, you know what, you're total opposite of what I thought you were, you know? And I'm like, yeah, I'm a regular person. I crack jokes. I hang out. I kick it with anybody. Like, I got people reaching out saying they want to help and they want to work. They want to help push hey, come on. But the more the merrier. Like, I'm not too good for anybody. I would sit down with anybody if they willing to hear my story or even help me out. I'm with it. You know, so.
And that's key too. And it's sad. You know, the part that I find that is sad is that you have. It's kind of like I don't really want to mention this, but I'm going to, because it's the only really good example I can think of. But, you know, you know how they always say, you know, one bad cop is going to make all the cops bad. OK, well, it's the same thing I found with artists, you know, artists, you've got 80 to 90%. OK, that are, you know, they're thieving. You know, they're stealing, they're using people, they're spending their money, they're sitting on their butts, trying to look like they're doing stuff. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, they're preying on the, you know, on the weaker. And, you know, there is that line where, you know, everybody's like, you know, I'm hustling. Well, hustle can mean two things. You're grinding or you're hustling somebody. Okay. And, you know what I'm saying? And everybody's like, oh, yeah, I'm hustling. Okay, well, who are you hustling? You know, whose money you trying to spend? Who are you trying to get down with? You know, who are you trying to get on the bandwagon with? But anyways, the point that I'm getting at, and social media has been out long enough now, so we know what time it is. You know, if people would just do their research, because people name drop. I've gotten to the point where I don't even put any business phone number out there, because what happens is people try to call you. They try to, you know what I'm saying. They try to come at you sideways, try to think they're going to be slick and get something and for nothing and all that great stuff, you know. And so I didn't even bother, because if you're serious, you know, if you're serious enough about your business, you're going to get in touch with me. And that's just the way that I feel about it. But you got to view that as just making a bad name.
And what you just mentioned with that name drop, it's a lot of people, especially in my city, that say, hey, man, how come you didn't let anybody know that that was Shauna from DTP? And then they say, how come you don't tag her on anything? And the reason I didn't want to tag her and the reason I didn't want to let anybody know who she was, unless it was time to let people know, that's when I let them know. But other than that, the reason why I didn't, because I didn't want to sell my record off of her. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I wanted people to listen and want this record because they just like the record. I don't care who's on it with me. It could be Stevie Wonder on it with me. I'm not going to let no one know unless they ask. Other than that, I can care less about dropping the name.
Yeah, and, you know, you read the bios, and it's like, I produced for,
yeah.
I produce for what? I produce for T-Pain. I produce for so-and-so. And I'm just looking, and I'm just like, people really buy that still today? Really? I'm like, do your research, man. Okay, so, all right, so they've been on MTV Jams. Okay, well, you know what? Records go back way far away. If you're doing research and things are just not adding up, people, do your research, you know. If you want to be a fan, be a fan because you like the music, okay? Because if you get sucked in for anything else, it's because you didn't do your research and you deserve what you get. But anyways, the bottom line is it's good to hear that you got your head on your shoulders and you know, you're not just talking smack or just, you know, you're talking the talk, you're walking the walk, and you got your business side together. And that's outstanding. I have to compliment you on that.
Thank you.
Okay,
I appreciate it.
With that being said, where can we go and get your latest music?
Oh, man.
And your past.
Late Night Session is available right now anywhere online. iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, wherever you want to go, wherever you buy your music from online is there. PlayStation, Xbox, wherever is there. You can go get it. The single is only 99 cents. 99 cents. You know what I mean? I figure, like, you got people who buy cigarettes, which cost like almost $15 in my city, 99 cents. Mm-hmm. That's all it costs. And like I said, it's well worth it. It's going to a good cause. You know, it's not for me to, you know, be out here wrecking hotel rooms and then like that, like living like some rock star. But, you know, even if the record ain't bought, but you listen and you like it, I appreciate that. I'm good with just a listen. Just listen. That's all I ask. You know.
What's up?
But yeah.
And so, how many tracks are going to be on this upcoming release?
Oh man, I've recorded over 30. I'm gonna record about not for that. They're not all gonna be on there. I'm gonna select maybe the best. 15 to 16 is what I'm going to just put them on there. But I've recorded about 30. I got like maybe 7 or 8 more to go that I'm supposed to go in the studio when I get back to Chicago next week, that I'm supposed to knock out. And then after that, like the artwork, everything is done, you know. It's just these couple of records I'm going to do. And then I'm going to sit down with my team and we're going to select, you know, the best ones. And we're going to put them on there and we're ready to go. Like I said, I'm looking for no later than the end of the summer to get it out there. And we're good. The video you should be seeing in, I'm going to say, maybe another month, a little bit when it gets kind of warm in Chicago, because I wanted to get a summer or spring type vibe. I don't want to be out in the snow talking about Late Night Session, you know.
All right. Oh, my God. You know what, though? Whenever I think about that, you know, I'm not trying to show my age or anything. But from what you just mentioned about the environment and the vibe, I'm sitting there thinking of CBB. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, that's the pretty rookie, you know. That's all those, uh-huh, those Florida tunes. I mean, it's gorgeous out. It's cruising down. But anyways, let's focus back on it. Well, you know, I mean, when it comes to music, you could sit and talk shop, like, for hours, you know. I mean, as long as whoever you're shooting the breeze with, you're not, like, pulling teeth to get conversation out of them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so go ahead with any shout-outs that you may have, contact information, where they can get you for booking, features, collabs, you know.
Oh, man.
Anything
you
that
can
we may have not covered.
Find me on Twitter at Fred Miller. That's FREDMILLA. And that's pretty much for any other social sites. It's just like that, Fred Miller, FREDMILLA. That's Facebook. Instagram is The Real Fred Miller. The reason being, somebody beat me to the punch. I don't know. So it's The Real Fred Miller on Instagram. But anything else is Fred Miller. That's Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. I'm everywhere. Anywhere online, you will find me. I'm there. You got my team, ShyStar Music. They're the ones always retweeting anything that I say or do, or anytime BWD is playing my record, they're retweeting it. It's ShyStar Music, ChyStarMusic. ShyStar Music, that's my imprint. And I got my Miller Girls. It's a whole lot. It's a whole team. It's a whole team, and it's getting bigger and bigger because every day there's somebody reaching out, you know, asking to help. So if they're willing to help,
yeah. If you left anyone out, forgive him. He's got a lot on his plate right this minute.
I got a homegirl in New York, Nora. She's been working. She's a promoter out of New York. She's been working. Her and her artist Conscious. Red Bottoms Entertainment. This is Nora's imprint. It's a gang. Zone Beats. He did most of the tracks on the album. J Rum. He did the latest late night session. Dean Farmer Freak in New York. He did a lot of records for 50 and a whole bunch of cats to name. He's also given a track for this album. It's just a whole lot of people, man. I got people all over the map, and I think that's where some people go wrong in Chicago. They just stick to that one Chicago corner, and they don't reach out all over the map. So, yeah, I'll be thanking a lot of people, shouting out a lot of people all day. If I gave you my list today, it'll be a long list. It's
just
a lot of people helping out
favor.
With this.
Do me a favor, though. Just don't ever tweet, let's work. I cannot stand that.
I would never, ever, ever tweet,
God,
let's work. Look, I've had people tweet.
That's free stuff. Like, really?
Yeah,
I ignore that.
I've had people tweet me, hey, let's work. And I'm like, I don't even know what that means. Like, I'm already working. Like,
I know.
I'm
already working. Yes, yes, I'm glad I'm not the only one that sees it like that.
Yeah,
oh,
I don't know. I don't know what that means. Yeah,
I'm
already working.
That's the way of saying, hey, you know, let's you know, work together. Let's collab. And that basically means, in short, to me, that just means looking for something for free. You've got you've got someone who's got a movement for so many years and a high following, and you've got like 1,200.
One thing I gotta say about that, like, remember earlier I was telling you I put out this record originally was my first single, and then I pulled it because I was getting a lot of haters, pretty much. And when I put that record, now my Twitter has been shut down, and I had to shut it, you know, bring it back up because of this record.
Right.
And it was also happening to, like, all of my people around me. They were getting shut down for tweeting this record or whatever. And it's like, you know, you can lose a lot of followers on your Twitter or online because people are reporting your page for things that's not even happening. You know, I was getting reported for abusive lyrics and all types of crazy stuff. So...
Yeah,
you know,
haters. What it is, it's haters, and you know, Twitter as well as Facebook is super bad for that. And it's like, instead of like really investigating, why don't you look at the profiles of the people reporting it? And you just, it's just ridiculous. I mean, people are more worried about hating or worried about what the other one is doing. See, I have never done that. I mean, I know who's popular. I know who the major key players are out there, but I just stay in my own lane. I stay in my own lane. Mm-hmm. I support what I do. I love what I do. And that's what I do. I support indie and just worldwide. And that's just it. I mean, that's the bottom line. And I just stay in my own lane. I just stay in my own lane.
And I'm grateful for radio stations like BWD, you know, because, like I said, they are indie. They are playing the indie artists. They're giving us a chance, you know. Like, it's to the point where I got all the tools to do what I need to do that I don't even care about a major label anymore. I'm able to do everything I'm on my own. They're looking because I get the calls and I get the messages and the emails sent over, and they're offering the dumbest offers in the world. It's like, why would I take this offer if I'm already making more than what you're trying to give me? It makes no sense. We, as independent artists, do not need the majors anymore. And I think they know that now. So,
they do know that. They do know that. The only problem with that is because of the threat, those artists that have mega bucks, you know, I got to sit there and look at it. I mean, it's actually to the point where some of the majors, they're like overdoing it. I'm like actually getting tired, and it's got nothing to do with hating. But I can't stand seeing the same artists, the same everything on HBO. I'm like, are you serious? Mm-hmm. I just went from loving this artist to now I'm just like, I'm sick. It's kind of like eating too much sweetener. And their beginning idea was correct. They're like, hey, you know, everybody's got a social media reach now, so we need to step it up. Well, that's great and everything, but you know what? You know what, though? I'm really not looking forward to your next release because you just, like, kind of, like, just totally bogged me down. For real.
Exactly.
Another thing
is that I can't tell these guys apart anymore. They all sound the same, and they all look the same. Mm-hmm. So, I don't have the look of these guys.
Especially out of the A. You know, they got
And I'm not knocking anybody. It's just that I'm confused now. They all sound the same. Yeah.
They do. So. I mean, it's what it is. You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I respect and like their music, but it is what it is. Some areas just keep sounding like one another, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, you know, it was nice chopping it up with you, and you know, I'm sure we'll do it again sometime soon.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you were in February's magazine issue, right? BWD magazine.
Right. Yep, I caught it.
Okay, so also make sure you check that out too. Check them out. All right. Yeah, I believe it's February. Yes, February.
Yep.
Okay. Anyways, I could sit here, and when it comes to music, I could just sit here and we could chop it up online. But anyways, just don't hit me up, and I just ignore stuff. But you know, don't put that "let's work" out there, because I'm like, I'm already working. What are you doing? I know what they mean by it, but it just doesn't make any sense politically.
Yeah,
it's
not in my vocabulary.
I'm already working. I just think it's one of the silliest things. But anyways, okay. Well, it was a pleasure. Good luck. I definitely look forward to your EP release. That's outstanding. And go ahead and you can leave us with, take us into your latest single, Late Night Session.
Okay, this is Late Night Session by your boy Fred Miller. Straight out of Chicago, featuring Shauna and Rico Mays.
That's what's up. Again, hey, God bless. Stay in touch, and you can just hang up when you want to.
Okay.
All right, ciao.
All right.
It's about to be a late night session, but girl, I'm going to be mixing all you. I'm going to start off from your low to your mid till I'm playing with your treble EQ. And if you want to make music,
Might as well cancel your plans, cause I'm about to fill an all night. When you're in the room making music with Miller, I'ma set your roof on fire. Meaning I can get you so high when you're both rocks. You're scratching that button, say you don't stop. Baby girl, it's about to get real in here, so make sure that door locked. We're about to get real X-rated, and you might be kinda loud. You walk in the room looking good with an attitude like you've been waiting for this to go down. I hope you're ready to go multiple rounds. I'm about to show out, performing all of my stunts. Do you like it when I pull your hair? Do you like it when I hit it from the back? Tell me what you want. Tell me what you want. Wanna hear my name in a high note with your vocal? With your vocal. Guaranteed a certified hit when you're working with my pro tools. I don't mean to sound cocky and boastful. I just really wanna fold you up and give you a few long strokes to let you get on top and do your things. And I switch it up and go hard. Go hard. Girl, I love it when you get in your zone and throw the dick back at me. Catch him mumbling and fumbling your words, talking all nasty, classy, but a freak when the door closed. Ready for action like we on the battlefield, and I'm attacking with heavy artillery, cause I'm about to go by for the kill.
Late night session, but girl, I'm gonna be mixing on you. I'ma start off from your low to your mid, cause I'm playing with your treble EQ. And if you wanna make music, you ain't really gotta worry, alright. Cause you'll be singing high notes on a song tonight.
She smoking like she be dying to get neck VIP, no panties on, no nothing. She say she used to them finer things, vacations, diamond rings. Now she strip for them dollar bills, she like Hermes, Cartier. All the ballers wanna headshot it, make a baby go half on it. All the niggas be on the heels and they kill the sip from my bath water. We can do it in the studio, turn the bass up, let the music flow. Body colder than two below, we got Tim's on and this jewelry glow. And I like the way that we get it in. I'm a fan, he medicine. Every night I wanna let him in, cause in the bedroom, he a veteran. Every night we go back and forth, up and down, nice and slow. Let it go, don't fight the flow. Ain't nobody got a right to know. And it's one thing that I like to know. Tell me where you like to go. Anywhere, take a flight or boat. You ain't even gotta buy a coat. All day we go all night. Sex game so out of sight. Mind blown like dynamite. Don't make a sound and it sound like
a late night session. But girl, I'm gonna be mixing on you. I'ma start off from your low to your mid, cause I'm playing with your treble EQ. And if you wanna make music, you ain't really gotta worry, alright. Cause you'll be singing high notes on a song tonight.
That's what's up. Outstanding interview. Be sure to give him a follow. He's definitely got his head on straight. Outstanding. So keep up with him. Anyways, I am gonna go ahead and bounce because I just like done tore up the airwaves for a while. So be sure to tune in next Thursday, same BWD day, same BWD time. Same BWD station. BWD, Ms. V, she out.